right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear.
Sit down and don't worry.
Make you wait online to die. Oh.
At a hospital.
Now don't worry. Dr. Shapiro says it ain't serious and he ain't worried.
Yeah, well, if Shapiro was having the operation, I wouldn't worry.
Are they gonna take out your whole gallbladder or just the stones?
I don't know, Lee. But these doctors, once they cut you open, they start rooting around your guts, they take out anything they can put on a bill.
Don't even think about them cutting you open.
Edith helps button his shirt.
I'll do that. I will do that.
Stop being nervous yourself. You're the one that's making me nervous. Okay. Don't think about me. Don't think about nothing there. Just do look off into the distance or something there. Yeah. Read a magazine.
Without looking, he hands her a Playgirl magazine.
Maybe I shouldn't look at this one, Archie.
Oh, read it.
Archie shuts his eyes and crosses his arms. Edith opens the magazine and starts flipping through the pages. She opens up the centerfold and turns the magazine on its side. Archie opens his eyes and stares at it, too. Edith folds it back up and continues flipping the pages. Archie leans in, stunned. He stares at Edith, who turns the magazine upside down.
Give me that!
Archie yanks the magazine away from Edith, who takes a deep breath.
Wasn't you shocked by that?
Yeah.
Then what was you looking at it for?
You told me to.
Couldn't you find a cake recipe in there?
Well, let's...
No!
Gloria arrives with a potted plant.
Oh, hi, Gloria. Daddy, what's happening?
Your mother is cheering me up here.
I brought you some flowers.
I thought he was going to bring me beer.
Daddy, the strangest thing happened when I was leaving the house. I kissed Joey goodbye. I told him his grandpa was in the hospital, and he got the saddest look on his little face.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, ain't that sweet. You hear that, Edith? He got a sad look on his little face.
When he gets that look, I always change him right away.
Mr. Bonkers, you can come in now.
Hear that? Bonkers. Bonkers, the name is. Get your hands out of my pants, sir.
Edith tucks in his shirt.
I know who she reminds me of now. Fido Castro.
Archie cautiously approaches the admittance nurse.
So, what's next?
What is the name of your doc, then?
Shapiro.
Which Dr. Chapiro? We have many of them.
Oh, I don't remember them. Let me see.
Abraham Chapiro.
No.
Bernard Chapiro.
No.
Hyman Chapiro. No. Mark Chapiro.
Wait a minute. What the hell are so many Shapiros doing in Presbyterian Hospital?
Sarah Chapiro. No. Seymour
that's
Chapiro.
That's it. Stop there. Yeah, that's it. Seymour. That's my Shapiro.
Okay. Next, Dr. King.
Huh?
King.
King who?
Notify, yes, in case.
She wiggles her hand back and forth.
What do you mean, just in case? Just in case what? What?
In case you grow.
Notified my wife. Edith. Right there. Edith Monfort. She's sitting outside there, reading. Oh, and by the way, what is the centerfold of a playgirl doing out there? What kind of a thing is that for sick people to look at?
If you have been looking at the centerfold in Playgirl, there is something else that's wrong with you, Papi. Admittance, Betancourt speaking. Ay, nena, me encantaría comer contigo, sí, cuando.
Archie rolls his eyes.
Dos muchachas. Dos quieren comer chino y dos quieren comer kosher delicatessen.
Kosher delicatessen? Why do I have to listen to this?
Well, listen, put him on. Let me talk to him. Mira, what's wrong with eating Italian? I'm dying for a big pizza with everything on it.
You have to talk about food?
Would you shut up? And cheese and anchovies and sausages and pepperoni. I am so hungry.
I hope you've got a spare uniform, because in a minute, I'm going to vomit on you.
Mira, me tengo que ir, que estoy admitiendo un gringo loco aquí. Sí. Okay, chao. See. Okay. What's the name of your insurance company?
Fiddletie.
Excuse me?
Here, it's written down here. Fiddletie.
That's Fidelity.
That's the way they want to call it in Guatemala. I don't get it.
Did you have an account in a bank?
Yeah, First National Bank.
References?
It's a pretty good bank.
Will they give you references?
What the hell are you talking about? They're holding my dough. Why do I need references from them?
No references. Okay, did you want a ward, a semi-private room, or a private room?
Any room at all, as long as there ain't a guy in it with hoses up his nose.
In room 417. Jose, where'd you going?
I'm going up to 417.
The nurse and an orderly steer him into a wheelchair.
I feel like Jimmy Cagney in the Big House. Look at my daughter with her nose in the nudies there.
Gloria puts down the playgirl when they wheel Archie through the waiting room. Soon after,
Mr. Bunker,
a black woman wheels a cart into a semi-private room.
Mr. Bunker,
I'm in here changing. Wait a minute there, will you?
Archie emerges from the bathroom in a hospital gown.
Oh, look at this thing they give me to wear here.
What's the problem?
The problem, look at the back of it there. No, don't look at the back. Put it on back with your front is showing. You put it on front with your back is showing. Can't figure which side of you want to flash to the world.
I'm sure the world is waiting on your decision. Get into bed, man.
Wait a minute. You turn your head away, huh?
When you've seen one, you've seen them all.
You've seen one, and you won't be so interested in mine.
He slips into bed.
Oh, all right. Now you can turn around and look. Now, wait a minute. I want to tell you something. Whatever you're going to do here, I don't care what it is, I want you to explain it to me.
Now, you listen, Boise. If you behave yourself, I'll be good to you. But if you don't behave yourself, I'll go and take a bedpan and beat you with it.
Nices in this joint, the killers.
What was that?
I said, I'm trying to fix my pillars here. Hey, listen, you talk, you know, my saying so kind of funny. What part of Harlem are you from?
I come from the West Indies.
Oh, the West Indies. Oh, well, aloha.
I'm going to give you a shot to relieve your pain. Turnover.
Oh, jeez. Why do they always give you a shot where the pain ain't?
Turnover.
Well, wait a minute. Shouldn't we wait for the doctor, huh?
I am a doctor. I am on the staff here.
Oh. You're a regular doctor?
Only at night. By day, I strangle chickens for the colonel.
I think we ought to wait for Dr. Shapiro.
I'm assistant Dr. Shapiro. Now turn over.
No, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. I want to know one thing. Shapiro's doing the operation.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's not. Now turn over.
Oh, gee, well, now, I'll tell you something. I don't mind the West Indian shot in the butt there, but when it comes to the operation, I want a regular, normal, everyday American hospital operation, you know? And I can't use any fires or dancing or rattling balls.
Archie lays on his side.
I'm glad you told me that, man, because I was going to sacrifice a monkey.
Oh, jeez!
She jabs his behind with a needle.
In this day and age, you'd think they'd have little sweet pills for this. Medical science is a lot of crapola.
The doctor sharpens a straight razor on a stone.
What? What are you going to use the razor for?
For shaving.
I shaved this morning.
I bet you didn't shave where I'm going to shave. Not to worry, my dear. I wish I had a shilling for every time I did this. You are in capable hands.
Well, I ain't saying you ain't capable. You're a doctor and all that, but look, well, after all, you are a woman, you know. I mean, I don't mind a little glance at the keister over there, but this is awful.
I am sure it is. I have to do it anyway.
Oh, no, no, no. Hold on, doctor. This is going to make me so ashamed.
My dear, I will do it in a manner that will cause you no shame.
How are you going to do that?
When I shave you, I'm going to close me eyes.
She pulls down Archie's covers.
There's some important things I got to talk over, you know, before.
Before what?
Before I go under the knife, you know? Anything could happen.
Oh, Archie, no, I don't want to talk about nothing like that.
You gotta talk about it. You gotta be prepared. Now, just listen to me. To begin with, home, in the top of the bedroom closet on a shelf there, there's a cigar box, see? And you look in there, and you find a white envelope. It's got some money in there. It's just some football bets, some loans that was repaid, you know. Now listen, I wasn't keeping it from you, see? I mean, I just forgot to tell you about it. And now with God looking me in the face, I just remember. There ain't much in there, about $108.
$109.
If you knew about it, why didn't you tell me?
Well, if I told you, then when you wanted to tell me, you wouldn't have nothing to tell.
I guess that makes sense. I don't know anymore.
Let me make you more comfortable.
There's something else that's bothering me. There's
Edith fluffs his pillows.
There's something bothering me more than what you're doing right now. Edith, listen. I'm worried because I don't want little Joey to forget about me when I ain't here anymore.
Oh, Archie, please don't talk about when you ain't here no more.
When am I supposed to talk about when I ain't here no more? When I ain't here no more? I gotta talk about when I ain't here no more when I'm here. Can't you follow that? Now, listen. I don't want Joey to forget me.
Oh, he won't forget you, Archie. I'll tell him stories about you all the time.
Don't tell him long stories. The child will hate me. Just take the $109, and every birthday, you buy him a little present there, see, for me. And you get a little birthday card just for me. Just let's say something on it, you know, whatever, some kind of pretty, like, this is to remind you that I'm still around, even though I'm buried deep into the ground. So.
Yeah, I will.
Now, about the funeral.
There ain't gonna be no funeral.
Say there's gonna be a funeral. What the hell are you gonna do, put me out with the garbage? Wait a minute. Now listen, there's a bright side to this funeral because the lodge gets stuck with the tab. Remember, I'm a charter member there, so I'm entitled to be buried in the A section. That's the new section, far away from the L train. Right? And don't let them bury me besides Tiny Silverforce. Because his family, the whole bunch of them, they're a no-class crowd of people. They come out to the cemetery on Decoration Day and picnic all over the mounds. I don't want none of them sitting on my mound. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. But please, no more about graves.
The grave is settled, Edith. Now, about the coffin. Just take the coffin that the lodge gives you. Don't let no more Trishan sell you one of them expensive kind with the great wood and all that. And all of that satin that I hated so slippery there. When they're carrying you down the steps of the church, the corpse always slips to the bottom of the box there. One thing is very, very important, Nita. I want you to stay with me, right beside me, right through the burial.
Archie rolls his eyes.
I ain't asking you to go into the ground with me. Once they box me and plant me, you can go home.
Oh, I can't listen to this.
You gotta listen. What else is a wife for except to listen to these terrible things? Now, Edith, one thing you gotta remember. When you dress me, see, you dress me in a nice white shirt, the blue tie, the nice gray suit.
Your gray suit is too tight for you.
You let it out in the back. Who the hell is going to see it?
Please, don't talk no more about death and dying. Why don't we talk about life?
I want to talk about life.
Good.
Now, about your next husband.
Oh,
sit down and listen to this. Now, about your next husband?
Archie, I ain't gonna get married again.
Oh, that's what you say now. But Edith, when you're alone there, and the lonely days go on and on and on into the future, in a week or so, you'll be climbing the wall. Just want you to do me a favor, Edith. Don't marry nobody who was a friend of mine. I can't stand the thought of them being in bed with you. In fact, I can't stand the thought of them at all. Like Will Rogers used to say, I never met a friend I really liked.
Mike walks in.
Oh, hi, Arch.
Ah, hi there, me.
Hi,
Mike.
How you feeling, Arch?
How do you think, Stinko?
When's the operation?
I don't know. They never tell you nothing in the hospital except how much you owed them.
Oh, hey, Arch, don't worry about money. Whatever Gloria and I have is yours.
Well, sure it is. That's where it comes from in the first place.
Oh, Mike, Edith.
Hi,
Dr. Shapiro. I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, that's okay, Dr. Shapiro. I understand it's hard to find a parking slot for that big Cadillac of yours.
Archie, there's going to be a slight delay in the operation. We have to locate some blood for you.
What do you need blood for? Expect to spill a lot?
Oh, no. No, no. We have to be prepared for every emergency.
See.
Archie, you have a comparatively rare blood type, AB negative. But don't worry. We have our call out to our local sources, and we should be hearing very soon.
Well, wait a minute there, Dr. Shapiro. What about Edith's blood here? I mean, after all the years together there, we're eating out of the same dishes, drinking out of the same glasses, we're using the same sheets and towels and pillowcases, same bathtub and everything else. I mean, after all this time, our blood's got to be the same.
Archie, she's the wrong type. We checked her over an hour ago.
You knew this an hour ago and you didn't tell me?
Archie, I didn't want you to worry.
When you know something that I don't know, that's when I worry.
Doctor, everything is ready as soon as you're scrubbed.
We'll have to wait, Dr. Thatcher, until we get an AB neg, don't we?
Oh, but we have a volunteer.
Oh, one of the friends showed up, huh? Who's the volunteer?
The black doctor smiles at Archie. She purses her lips and nods.
Now, wait a minute, just a minute. Now, let me just say this, that there's no intense offense there, Dr. Thatcher, but well, let me ask Dr. Shapiro about this. I mean, do you think this is good, Dr. Thatcher's blood?
Oh, come on, Arch, don't start this.
I ain't talking about this. I'm talking about, she's a woman, right? So, is that good? I mean, a woman's blood going into my veins?
Well, you would have taken mine,
Shut up! Don't argue with your husband in the hospital. I mean, doctor, you know, a woman's blood going in there, I mean, strange things could happen. I mean, suppose I grew bumps.
He holds his cupped hands over his chest.
Then all your shirts wouldn't fit.
Shut us up.
But you're being ridiculous.
Listen, what I mean, doctor, you know, you mix my white, what you call hemoglobin, see, with her colored hemoglobins. Anything could happen.
Yeah, there might be a race riot.
Get away from me, you!
Archie, if the type is compatible, the blood is compatible.
Doctor, you don't understand what I'm trying to say. She is B-L-A-K.
But her blood is R-E-D-D.
Doctor, that's how I'm going to scrub up. Bring the patient to surgery, please.
Oh, fine. Okay, fellas, bring the stretcher in.
Nothing is going right today,
Archie,
either. What is this?
You're gonna be all right. You're
gonna
be wonderful. Just relax.
Oh, look at this. They're coming to get me now. So long, meathead.
Arch, I'll see you tomorrow.
Sure you will. But will I see you?
Not to worry, my dear. You're in capable hands. Everything is going to be marvelous.
Are you sure of that, doctor?
Positive. Only one thing, though.
Yeah, what?
When you come out the anesthetic, you might have a strange craving for watermelon.
Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Milt Josephsberg and Mort Latchman. Story by Calvin Kelly and Jim Tisdale. Executive story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer, Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Vinette Carroll, Dr. Thatcher Winnell. Liz Torres, Ms. Betancourt. Milton Seltzer, Dr. Shapiro. Copyright 1976, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.